It's time for Utah StoryCorps, everyday people sharing their stories at the StoryCorps recording booth in Vernal during July of this year. Siblings Matt, Kendra, and Danica Foley reflect on time spent together growing up in Vernal, as well as the family trips they took to Arizona.
One thing I think about when I was a kid growing up, we would walk or ride our bikes to the store.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I would ride my bike to Kids Canal and fish, and it was just a couple miles, you know, not very far. Mm. I remember walking or riding my bike to a store called Skaggs, and we would buy penny candy and then take it home and do little sales from our front yard. We'd set up a little booth, and we would make boondoggles and other little crafty things and try to sell them along with our candy that we had bought. We'd buy it for a penny and try to sell it for a couple pennies or something and make a little money. I don't remember ever really making any money doing that.
I think we ate most of it.
We would eat as much as we could possibly have made in money. But it was fun. It was kind of a little entrepreneurial experience for us. But right there close to Skaggs, a block away, was also an old circle. What is it?
Arctic
Circle. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a sad day when that closed.
Ice cream cones dipped.
Dipped.
Any flavor, banana,
chocolate, strawberry, so
coconut.
And it would harden. Well, they had they had a new flavor each month. They would rotate through, and it would harden, so you had a crunchy shell.
Yep. So I don't know. For me, those were the good old days. And walking or riding bikes to school. But, you know, we felt safe. One thing I've really loved about the Uinta Basin in general is all of the outdoor activities and options.
Well, and that's where, like, we have really good memories from that, too. Like, mm-hmm. taking the Jeep up and...
Yeah.
And
go up and go to the lakes.
Cliff jumping at Red Fleet.
Cliff jumping at Red Fleet till they made it illegal. We did that.
We didn't do the wild jumps, though.
No.
We did
like 25 feet.
Yeah, 20-something feet.
I did 50.
Woo.
But I won't ever again.
So it was really cool when we got that Jeep Wrangler. It was an 88 cherry red Jeep Wrangler.
It was fantastic. We loved it. I remember being scared to death because you would go on those rocks. And I'm sitting here perpendicular to the ground, holding on to the big bars that are the framework of the Jeep and just going, my brother's insane. And then we'd go down the other side and it would be, that's adventure. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
I liked the van though. I remember the van. Obviously, we had it for more years, but.
Oh, yeah.
It was so cool because the seats turned around in the back and we had that table in the middle and we played card games.
Cards. Yeah.
And the back bench folded down into a like full-size bed.
I really enjoyed going down to the Phoenix area, Mesa, Arizona, I guess, where our grandparents lived on the slack side.
Mm-hmm.
And we would spend Christmases down there.
Which was awesome because it was warm.
Yeah.
And we did our sing-along, our Christmas caroling.
Oh, on
in
a trailer.
With hay
on it. The hayride.
We
do a hayride on a trailer and drive down the street singing Christmas songs in Arizona where there's no snow. It felt a little weird, but it was fun.
We had a good upbringing. We have good parents and good family. I think we were all very blessed. Live in a good community, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It is. It's a nice community.
Well, thank you both for spending time and doing this. It's been fun talking to you.
That was a conversation between siblings Danica, Kendra, and Matt Foley, shared at the StoryCorps booth in Vernal this past July. These conversations were recorded at the StoryCorps booth and will be archived at the Library of Congress. Support for this segment of the Utah StoryCorps Project is made possible in part by you, our members, and MemoryMark, helping families to preserve and relive precious memories that help keep us connected to the people we love. Information at MemoryMark.com.